Zayin Shvat, we're holding in Siman Nun Aleph Halacha Ches, and we're going to go to the end of the Siman. Here we go. When it comes to the Bracha Main Shalosh that we've been discussing, which we call it the short version of benching. So after Mezainis, we say Ala Mechiv Ala Kalkala, and you finish off the Bracha with Noide Lecha La'otz V'Ala Mechiv V'Chata Hashem Ala Otz Mechiv Ala Kalkala. Now that, everyone says that. I once heard someone say, V'Ala Kalkala Ein Oimim, in order to get out of the problem. But the Maisa Kitchen says to say Ala Kalkala, Mishavur says that brings with those that say that you don't. So it really depends on your minig. Either one is good. When it comes to making on wine, we'll see that Ala Kalkala, you do not say when you're combining the bracha with other things, which we'll see in a moment. When it comes to wine, you say Ala Gefen, the Al Pri HaGefen, and you finish off Al Pri HaGefen, Al Pri HaGofen. Because it's the end of the bracha, so it's al pri hagofen, bochad Hashem al oretz al pri hagofen, and the thing with svadim actually a gefen. When it comes to fruits, we said that fruits, special fruits that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, so pomegranates, etc. We say al oretz al pri oretz, and you finish off al oretz the al here it's a little bit different al piris. Boch atah Hashem al oretz al piris. Now in Eretz Yisrael you say the al. That means any fruits, even if you have fruits from, let's say, in America, you bought from Costco. So aside from the sometimes big shilas of Trumas and Mises and Shvis, but if you have proper fruits from Eretz Yisrael, you say, Allah, it's al-Piroiseh, you recognize it's the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. I saw that actually some have a gears also when it comes to wine or gafna. That I think is more common. And even al-Michyasa. But mainly, you see this minig specifically by the fruits. And also, if someone knows it's from the wine of Eretz Yisrael, al gafna. When it comes to a person who ate mezainis and also drank wine, so he includes both in the bracha. Al Moshe also discusses that even if you had less lead in the shear of wine, or you're not sure, you could add, and sometimes you should add, especially like we discussed, if you have more than a kezais of wine. So it's a whole discussion if you make bracha or not. But since you're already making ala mechia, so you should add the words of ala gefen. A person ate grapes, wine, fruits, and mezainis. You could include everything. So a person he's eating, first of all, he's eating grapes, wine, and fruits, and mezainis. So you have ala michya, you have ala gefen, and you also have ala eitz, three different siyumim, three different categories. And you finish off by saying, Baruch Hashem, ala tzal michya, ala pegavna, the michya comes first. Then Michya Gefen, and then Peiris, and then the fruits. Now, the kids have finished off by saying that this is in the Sidurim, but people should really be a bucky. They should know these brachas by heart. Sometimes they teach us in schools, and girls' schools, to sing it, which is beautiful. There's a mistake because of the fact that people do not know these brachas by heart, that they used to say Bernefashas instead, and the place can bring down. It's Biskachuv's right, so it's absolutely a mistake. You cannot fulfill the obligation of ala michya or alayt, etc., by burna fashas. However, if you were supposed to make a bracha achorin alayt, a burna fashas, and a fruit, there you could be yaitse with al ha'eit. So that's a good thing to know. Especially if you had different fruits, some of them, shiva saminim, some not, then when you make al ha'eit, it covers everything. Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, you mentioned Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh in the al ha'michya or basically in the Me'ein Shalosh. But if you forgot, you do not have to go back. Says the kids, you should be machmen is bracha like you are when you bench. Meaning to say the halacha is the dress code, how to position yourself, all this, you have to treat it like Birkas HaMazon, which we mentioned, by the way, is the idea that some whole main shalosh is really the raisa. And now we get to the beautiful bracha by Nefashis. So the kids says that there are different girsars, different versions, Shabarasa or Shabara. And he says Shabara is actually the main, but there's different versions of this. And whatever your girsa is okay. But the important is to understand what you're saying. What do you mean by saying, Bore nefashas rabas v'chesroinah? So the kitzur teaches us, Shebora nefashas v'gam machsirim. He created souls and what they lack, which are the essential stuff. This is, by the way, based on Billy and Tosfos, Maseches Brachos. So we're talking about Hashem creating bread, water. And then al kol ma shebora says the other things that are not necessary, like cookies, cakes, etc. Fruits, he says. Even say cakes. In any case, anu mevochim oisach chayelamim. Because really it makes sense. It's going on fruits and things that you're making bonafashas on. So therefore, Now, I want to tell you another thing. First of all, let's just finish off. So he says also, when he finished off, he say, Baruch Chai Ho Elamim, Moche Elamim, different Gitzes. And Kitzes says, should be Chai, should be Bepatach, Chai Elamim. And the Vilna Gaon actually would finish off by saying, Baruch Atah Hashem. He would actually finish off with the words, meaning putting Hashem's name in it, Chai Ho Elamim. Now, most people do not have such a custom, and the Mishnah also quotes the Vilna Gaon, but most don't do that. If a person ate a fruit, at the bracha chayna is me'in shalosh, and he also had fruits like banafashas, we already said that everything gets exempt in the Allah eats. But if he said, if he was obligated to say banafashas or something else, he will not fulfill his obligation by saying me'in shalosh instead. And we said the same thing in the opposite direction, banafashas instead of Allah eats or Allah michya. Now, the chatchila says a kitz on other chiddush, you shouldn't leave your place. Let's say you had an apple, don't leave your place before benching. Or be busy with something else until you make a bracha chayna because you might forget. But if you left, then it's not a problem. You don't have to go back. Why? Because these are things that are called eina ton bracha bim koime. That means when it comes to bread, mizaynus, and according to the kitzer, even shiva saminim, so the halach is you have to bench where you ate. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a Vilna Gaon that says only grains. Products are dafka obligated to return to where you actually made the bracha and make the bracha chayda there, but not fruit or wine of shiva saminim, meaning the fruits of the shiva saminim. But what's interesting also is that shahakol, anything else like that, is certainly something that's not torn bracha mekum. But the way the kitzur sounds like he's learning is that that's only b'diavad. You don't have to go back. For the chachmila, it's best to bench where you ate so you won't forget, which sounds like also a practical thing. Also, if a person ate and drank, and he didn't bench right away, so this is one of the classical shilas. Until when can you bench? So the halach is you could bench until the time of digestion equals called. What does that mean? So the kitzur says it means you not have any desire anymore to have fruits. Now, what that means is the following: a person ate a geshmaka meal. He had a geshmaka meal. So as long as he's not hungry, so that's a sign that he still didn't have his food digested, and therefore he could still bench. So it's in things that you're not sure how to estimate, which we actually heard earlier, so then you use the standard time of 72 minutes. And even that's not so simple if you look at the person we had earlier when it comes to let's say, eating a small item. So that's why it's good to make sure that you bench beef after you ate so you don't run into any shilas. When it comes to drinking, so long as you're not thirsty, again, you could still make a bracha chayna on the drinks that you had. Yeah, now, interesting that the kitzur gives one more etzah. If you're stuck and you don't know how to estimate, so besides what I said, that 72 minutes, let's say you're not sure, or it's something so small, so you don't know, you won't be able to estimate based on 72 minutes. So what do you do? So the etzah is to make a bracha again on the same type of food, because now you have to make a new bracha because you decide you already stopped eating, you decide not to eat, now you're going to want to eat. And when you make the bracha again and then the same item, you have in mind for what you ate first. And lastly, if a person eats or drinks and he threw up, he does not make a bracha achrona. Why is that? Because it's no different than if it got digested. Once it got digested, there's nothing there to bench anymore for. It's amazing because it's all about my satisfaction I have right now. But if something I threw up, so I don't really have it. Hence, you would not make a bracha achrona.